All right, now I'm going to take some questions from some of the students, and we're going to have an opportunity to get into a few more issues.
Okay. Senator Santorum, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Really amazing having you here. Believe it or not, I'm actually the president of the College Democrats here on campus.
Welcome. You probably feel like I felt as chairman of the College Republicans at Penn State.
Is that right?
Same thing.
You must be a warrior then.
That's right.
My name is Jonathan Townsend, and I'm born and raised here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Been at Oral Roberts. I'm a senior now. My question is relevant to your statements on healthcare. You've identified yourself as clearly the clear choice for those who vote based on values, family values, and especially values of the Catholic faith. But, however, you tend to... You expressed your idea to repeal Obamacare, as you guys like to call it, the Affordable Care Act. And that's something that the Catholic Church, particularly the Pope, has really supported. He said that healthcare is a value and that healthcare is a human right. So with that being the case, and if you line it up with the Catholic faith and so many things in the Catholic Church, why not the Catholic Church in regards to healthcare, since it is a value and a human right?
That's a great question. Thank you. Here's the way I approach things as a public official. I believe that you have an obligation to approach every issue in public life from the standpoint, from the standpoint of both faith and reason. My conscience was formed as a result of my life experience, was primarily through faith and through the moral values I was taught for the teachings within the Bible and the church. And so, yes, that I bring that to the table. That's who I am. That's, you know, when I look at things and I say right and wrong, I mean, that's where, you know, they're right out of where what the Bible teaches are right and wrong. But I have an obligation not just to look at things that way, but also to bring reason. I always say that if your faith is true and your reason is right, you'll end up at the same place. Why? Because, well, God created us, created the universe, created reason. And of course, why would God create something where reason would bring you one place and your faith would bring you another if your faith is true, right? So I also believe as a public official, you have an obligation to speak to people of faith and no faith. You have an obligation to present a reason why you want to advance a certain public policy. Not just because, well, I believe it's true because my faith teaches it. That's fine. But from the standpoint of a public policy, it's insufficient. Because you need to appeal to people who may not share your faith. And so that's why I look at the Affordable Care Act and say, both from the standpoint of faith, do I believe that people should have the opportunity to purchase health care? Yes. Do I believe it is the right that the government should impose and control? No. So there's one thing to say that that people should have the opportunity to have access to care. It's another to say that the government is the one that should be the implementer of that. And reason tells me that government is the least effective tool to make that the best possible. And we see this in the case 3 years ago when the Catholic Bishops Conference came out and supported Obamacare. I was highly critical of them for doing so. And I said, careful what you wish for. And they are now all understanding that admonition as to careful who you lie in bed next to when it comes to the government and secularists who don't agree with your value structure.